Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And on that note, as always, I am joined by Ans van Rensburg, who is the clinic admin manager at Dis-Chem Baby City. Hi Ans, how are you today?
Good morning, Yolande. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I am very good. And as I mentioned to you before, or obviously as well, I am talking about postnatal depression today specifically. And I think, again, a very important message that I was trying to convey during this is to kind of take away the stigma that comes sometimes with depression and postnatal depression, so that we have a more empathetic response when we hear of something like this. But also a very important part, and I think this is where Dis-Chem Baby City also plays such an important role is that it really helps a lot with postnatal depression when we have support structures in place. And sometimes it is just being able to vent to your clinic sister.
No, that is absolutely true. And many times, I've said this so many times before because I feel so passionate about it, is that parents need to realize many times, they just need to be reminded that if they are going through postnatal depression, for example, it doesn't make them a bad parent. Mm-hmm. You're not being a bad mom, or if something similar is happening to dad, you're not being a bad parent. This is something that can affect anyone at any stage. And many times, like you said, Yolande, it's all about a support structure. To realize that what you are doing, the way that you are caring for your baby is actually excellent. You're doing a great job. Because parents with postnatal depression tend to be incredibly hard on themselves. They constantly feel that they're not doing enough, they are not being the parent that they want to be for their child, but meanwhile they're actually doing a very good job. So our nurses are absolutely there to help with the support structure and to create a safe space where you can ask any questions, you can vent whatever you need help with. We can assist with that, and this will never take the place of a psychologist, absolutely, but it's all about creating a space where you can be reassured and that what you are doing is actually brilliant.
It fits so nicely with what me and Fiona were talking about as well. So I think it's such a great fit in how you're talking about it. And again, like you said, it's not, and I mean, I don't think a clinic nurse, even though I felt like my clinic sister was a psychologist, she was a pediatrician, she was everything to me. I also feel that Dis-Chem has such a wide network of partners and people that they work with. If, and again, we are talking here about a qualified nurse who would be able to see the telltale signs of possible postnatal depression, they would be able to then refer this parent so much more successfully. And that's why I think it's so important for parents to have a specific clinic that they go to all the time so that this nurse can also get to know you. But also so that you have reliable sources when you are going to go see someone.
Absolutely. It's all about building a relationship with your nurse. And then ultimately, we are able to see, to spot if there is anything that can potentially need further help by a psychologist or psychiatrist. Our nurses are very good with that. And if you are struggling with anything, if you have any uncertainties, we will be able to provide a referral to an appropriate healthcare provider if it's necessary. If it's not necessary, then we can just assist with being a sounding board. But you are 100% correct, Yolande. It's about relationship, and that's something that we value dearly.
No, and again, you talked about those feelings of feeling inadequate, and Fiona also reiterated one of the causes of postnatal depression is that feeling of the adjustment, the unknown, and feeling inadequate when you're doing that. And sometimes just a clinic nurse telling you your baby is growing well and so fantastic might just be that boost that you need as a mom to realize that, hey, I am actually doing an okay job. So thanks so much to all of you for your fantastic role in supporting us and being those support structures for us, Anne. We really appreciate you. I look forward to chatting to you next week, Anne.
Thank you, Landy. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.